shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Winners win and losers lose. I want to synthesize this thought so that you can digest it in a very easy way. What do I mean by winners win and losers lose? I get asked this question all the time. I want to share it with you today. Winners are people that everything that they do, all the habits that they instill are the habits of a winner. A winner isn't a final product. A winner is a lifestyle. A winner is a concurrent set of actions that lead you to a final destination. Same way is for losers. Usually losers inhibit behaviors of losing people, who they hang out with, what they eat, what they listen to, what they consume on a regular basis, how they think about themselves, how they view the world. They view everything through the lens of a loser. That's why they are where they are today. So when people come to me and they're like, Luke, why is my life shit? All I have to do is look at your action. How are you operating, dude? Most of you guys are operating at a 2 out of 10 and you're expecting a 10 out of 10 life. It's impossible. You want uphill results with downhill habits. It's not gonna fucking work, dude. You gotta level up. And that means understanding that if you follow a list of successful ingredients, you're gonna achieve success.
If you're not motivated, it's for a few reasons. Either you don't like what you're doing, either you don't understand the mission as to why you're doing something. If your family's starving, if you have to feed your kids, dude, you'll get shit done. Most of you guys are comfortable, soft. They don't want it. You don't want it, dude. If you wanted it, you get up and do it. You do the things that you want to do. You put time into the things that you want to put time into.
How is it that I can do all of these things? I'm committed. I'm committed to my goals. I can't cheat myself, bro. I'm done with the bullshit. I'm done with the self-sabotage. Like, dude, I'm here to win, not win against the world. I'm trying to beat myself. I beat myself every day. Conquer. Because if you can conquer yourself, you can conquer anyone. Because you're the most difficult enemy you will ever face. If you can conquer self, dude, you can build a multi-billion empire from the ground up. If you can literally commit to developing yourself full-time, dude, you can build an empire. What is holding you back? Nothing. Yourself, myself. So we got to commit. Get it done. If I can do the 1400 texts with tens of millions of dollars in the bank account, what is holding you back, mother? Like, all you have to do is show up and commit.
You can't cheat it. Like, you could cheat your way through school. You could cheat your way through lying to your parents. But it's like fighting. It's like the gym. You got to show up. And if you don't show up, the moment that you have to prove yourself, you fall. You start going to the gym. You feel weak in order to become strong. You go to the library. You read, you don't understand, you feel stupid in order to become smart. The process of discomfort is inevitable. You have to go through it. Most people have that initial feeling, that initial lack of self-belief, because they don't understand that they have to be humbled first in every aspect in order to grow. So you go to the gym, you feel like shit, that's a good thing. It just shows you that you need to improve. Most people go to the gym, feel like shit, never go back. Put on an oversized t-shirt. Problem covered. No, it's not the problem. It's not covered. You need to go through that parallel problem solving. You solve it and then you get the reward. Every aspect of life has it.
You can go from zero to hero, from peasant to king, if you change the way that you think. And if you don't know how to change the way that you think, begin to digest new information. Stay away from the haters. Stay away from the losers. Stay away from the people with weak minds and weak mentalities. And find those people that empower you. Find those people, elevate your spirit and your soul, and understand that your potential, my friend, is limitless. You, my friend, are limitless, but you must believe.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's possible, because you can create your reality. The perception that you have of the world, if you think there's only scarcity, there's no opportunity, that's how you are going to interact with reality. If you think that there's abundance, if you think that there's opportunity, then these things will manifest themselves to you. So you have to believe that you can.
right? And the way that you believe, and the way that you can get to that state, because a lot of people are like, you know, I have a lot of doubt. So do I. I have it all the time. Even if, at these levels, right? You're doing 7-figure months. Dude, there's people doing 8-figure months. That's hard to fathom. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But it's still possible.
Yeah, of course.
Is it difficult? Absolutely. But it's a mindset shift.
The ingredient list is out there. You just got to be paying attention. You don't have to reinvent the fucking wheel. There have been successful people before you. There will be successful people after you. The question is, will you become successful? Will you instill the habits of a winning person? Will you embody the beliefs of a winning individual? Will you cut out the bullshit that makes you a loser? Are you going to keep consuming and being like, oh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong is you're wrong. Your life is wrong. Everything you do, when the moment you wake up, you self-sabotage. You're setting yourself up for failure. And then you're asking why you suck at life. You suck at life because everything that you do is sucking and draining you away from your fullest potential. Focus on leveling up. Focus on winning. Every single action, everything that you do, focus on winning. Focus on becoming a champion. And you know what the outcome will be? You will become exactly what you put in. You will become the outcome of your actions. You will become the outcome of your decisions. I'm a winner. And I'm not a winner by what I've achieved. I'm a winner by what I do today. Not what I did yesterday. Not by what I do tomorrow, not how you perceive me, but how I perceive myself. Did I cheat myself today? Or did I win? Did I beat myself at this game of life? That's all that matters. I ain't competing with you. I ain't competing with him, with her. I'm competing with myself. Winners win, losers lose. Every day is a chance to win or to lose. What you did yesterday in your business, what you did yesterday at the gym, what you did yesterday to level up in your knowledge or in your network, doesn't really matter. Every single day you need to show up because you're only as good as your last shot. You're only as good as your last win. You're only as bad as your last loss. But every day the clock resets to reshape your future. The clock resets for you to reset the direction of your life. Every day is a new shot for you to change your life. Every day is a new shot for you to reinvent yourself. If you understand the power that when the sun comes up, it's a new opportunity for you to live your life, a new life of purpose, a new life of achievements, and a new life of success, you wake up with intention. Stop waking up like an accident. Start waking up with purpose and understand that nobody is coming to save you. Nobody in the world gives a fuck about your problems, and you, my friend, have to handle it yourself. I want to teach you an extremely important principle, a principle that had I learned long before I did, I would have tenfold my net worth. I would have tenfold my relationships. I would have tenfold my access to deal flow. And I would have tenfold my ability to put myself in the right rooms to succeed. And that principle is the power of positioning. There is power in how you position yourself. Now, many times people talk about hustling, grinding, working hard, you know, waking up, working 19-hour days as the ingredient for success. If that was the case, then the construction workers or the plumbers or the garbage men, those would be the wealthiest people. But the reality is, hard work alone, hustle alone, does not equate to success. Why is it that all these trust fund kids, why is it that all these sons of bankers and daughters of bankers or financiers, how is it that they get access to deal flows, access to IPOing companies and seed rounds and really good investment vehicles, and you don't? Are they any more intelligent than you? Well, potentially yes, but I could debate that the power and the position that they have gives them access to multiply at a faster rate than the average man, than the average woman. So the question is, in your career, how have you positioned yourself to win? Or are you always constantly hustling and trying to find your ability to make a quick buck, or thinking that working hours equates to productivity? I know a lot of motherfuckers that work a lot and produce nothing. Practice, train, so that when the opportunity comes through your positioning, you can actually deliver. You can actually follow through. You can win. You can succeed. Power is in positioning. How are you positioned?
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success. I often talk about the symphony of success. What does success sound like to you? Not what success means to me. Not what success means to your parents, to your friends, to the system. What does success sound like to you? What is your symphony of success? When you hear successful, living a successful life, what comes to mind? For a musician, it may be really good at playing an instrument. For me, it may be developing a phenomenal business.
For an athlete, it may be developing a great athletic career. What is your symphony of success? It really depends on the individual. That's why there's no one spectrum of success. There isn't one number to achieve that defines success. That is my definition of success, but that is for me. Why? Because every person beautifully has been created to have their own specificity. So you have your own dreams, you have your own ambitions, you have your own symphony of success. You need to find that. And how do you find it? From deprogramming that everybody else has told you of what it means to be successful.
Winning is about accomplishing your goal. If you say you're going to accomplish it, if you accomplish it, you win. If you don't accomplish it, you lose. That's it. No philosophy, no science. If you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you lost. You're a loser until you do the winning habit, until you perform the winning behavior, and until you receive the winning outcome. Winners win, losers lose. It's very simple, bro. You do it or you don't do it. Most people don't focus on their mindset. Most people are focused on...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Exterior factors. They think that everything that happens to them is by chance. And they don't realize that a lot of the things that happen to them are things that they attract. Because you attract the things that you are, and you are what you do, and you do what you think about. Most people don't understand the power of the mind. That's why they haven't tapped into the power of the mind. And the power of the mind is one very simple thing. The ability to direct your attention towards a specific given objective, and then to have the willpower to pursue it.
One is mental limitations. Verbiage is extremely important. How you speak about yourself, how you speak about opportunity, how you see the world needs to be seen from a place of abundance and opportunity, not from a place of scarcity and need. And a lot of people, whether they believe it or not, they operate out of a place of scarcity and need and fear because they haven't developed the mental framework of believing and confiding in themselves and trusting themselves. So I think initially people need to reshift their frameworks.
Once you understand that you can control the future of your life, it gives you the single most powerful emotion that you can feel, hope. And most people live in a state of quiet desperation. You can't pay their bills. They don't feel healthy. They wake up and they're anxious. So why are these things taking place? And if you can address that and understand that if you want to feel different, you must believe that that which you want is already yours, and that time-space continuum just has to catch up.
I'll tell you why you limit your beliefs. You limit your beliefs because you don't trust yourself. Why don't you trust yourself? Because every time you tell yourself that you're going to do something, you break your own promise. If you can't trust yourself as an autonomous individual, no wonder you're not going to advance in life. Imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to the next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to make more money. It's possible to be more healthy. And your entire perspective on life, your worldview was positive. Even if you had to lie yourself into believing that, sometimes you have to create a delusion that is so far out there that people will think you're crazy.
You won't be remembered for the money that you make. Bro, you won't even be remembered. The businesses you build, they won't last. The customers that you serve, they're gonna die as well. The haters that you have, their opinions will die with them. The lovers that you have, their opinions will die with them. So there's nothing to accomplish beyond yourself means that your focus in life should be to develop and enjoy existence. How many people can say that they enjoy existence? Truly, very few. That to me, my brother, is success. Ultimate success.
What is the best vehicle for me to get to my goal? Maybe your goal isn't to get rich. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Like maybe your goal is to become healthy. You can have a different goal at a different time. Wow.
Yeah.
You can change your goal tomorrow. You're not bound to your goal. You're not bound to your identity. Mm-hmm. So maybe today you just have to get fit. Maybe tomorrow your goal is to have a good attitude. So with enough time, enough dedication, laying these bricks consistently, focusing on income producing skills, multiplication skills, preservation skills, and just taking it a day at a time, being authentic, regulate ourselves, then we can actually be in control of our lives.
The path of success and the path of entrepreneurship and the path of greatness is lonely. And you have to be willing to be alone in the process to getting to the top. I realized in my life and my pursuit, my main perspective in life wasn't to become successful. My perspective of life has become to pursue truth. And when I told God, hey, I will sacrifice my family, my relationships, even my life for the pursuit of truth, then that commitment and that dedication carried me through any insecurities, any doubt, any loneliness. And eventually all these things played out well.
You cannot be a happy person all the time. So to pursue happiness is an unachievable goal. But to pursue freedom, freedom is a state of mind. Freedom is a state of being. It's not an emotion. I can still be sad and be free. I can still be happy and be free. So if somebody that's like, well, I want to be a happy person. Well, good luck, bro. This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold that life is about happiness. Mm-hmm. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy, right? You can't have happiness without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without pain. And to neglect one thing is to neglect life. So why would you neglect these things? And in order for you to achieve freedom, you need to be able to understand that you need to be unwaveringly decided to enjoy every aspect of the experience of life.
It makes no sense to be living in the past. Living in the past makes you what? Depressed. Why? Because you can't change it. Living in the future makes you what? Anxious, because you can't do anything about it. Both are imaginary. All you have is right now. What are you going to do with this moment to enjoy at the fullest caliber and at the highest degree?
So if your life is not great, it's because you are messing up. That's the name of the game. Unsuccessful people, broke people, instead of looking at themselves in the mirror and assuming responsibility, they want to point it. Mm-hmm. Because it sucks to be like, hey, my life sucks because I suck. Yeah. It's not easy. I get it 100%. However, when you win in life, hey, you're the first one to raise the hand and be like, hey, I did it. But with that same level of responsibility, you now can dictate what? Your behaviors. So just start inputting positive behaviors, man. So solitude is extremely important because most people don't create the time, the space in order to converse with themselves, in order to think, in order to get to know who they are. Know thyself. Why? Because if you know yourself, you know your tendencies, you know your habits, you know your behaviors, you know what you're good at, you're bad at, what's your weakness, what's your strength. You can develop a strategy, a plan to build yourself up. Solitude is key because it creates the silence and the space in order for you to grow. And in the darkness, putting in the work, in the quiet hours, that's where winning is made.
You need to stop listening to others and start listening to yourself. But the problem is nobody knows how to listen to themselves. They're scrolling on TikTok, music on loud every day. When they're driving, fucking radio turned on. When they're home, scrolling on their phones. When they ask for opinions, they ask for opinions from other people. They ain't even asking opinions from themselves. When was the last time you sat down and defined your symphony of success? What does success look like to you? To me, it's not having a ton of properties and living in a big fat box and having a ton of supercars. No, to me, it's freedom. And I found that early on.
You have to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. There's a verse in the Bible that says, when I became a man, I put away childish things. You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today. The bad habits, the bad friendships, the bad relationships, the bad ideas, the bad mindset. Because if you want to become a millionaire, if you want to become a person that's successful, if you want to develop a better physique, it will require sacrifice. And if you want to get to the next level, it'll cost you. There is a price to success.
It hurts.
But if you're going to try and satisfy your soul with the things of this world, you will always fail.
Yeah, it
will. If you're going to satisfy it with luxury, what the fuck is luxury? What, a nicer watch, a nicer house, more cars, better food, more women? None of these things will satisfy. They may make you happy for a short period of time, but the void will still be there, because the void is a spiritual void. You take none of it with you. You don't take the money. You don't take the success. You don't take the accolade. You take nothing. But what you will take is, was your devotion to God in check? How you treated other people? Did you love God more than you love the things that God gave you? And you will be tested with these things.
So what I've come to realize is the most important thing for me is to develop myself. The more I develop, the more I understand, the more data sets I acquire, the better understanding I'm going to have as to how the world works. I'm in no place to give opinions as to this. Bro, I'm here to explore, here to be a student, and here to be taught. Based off of that, you live a free life because you know you're not accountable to anybody except God. So you operate really, really smoothly.
People pray and ask God for patience. But then when God sends them a situation that tests their patience and is very difficult, they don't realize that that's what God sent them in order for that patience to be developed. You want the patience, but you don't want the process in order to achieve the patience. Life's not going to be easy. Welcome to the game. We're all playing it. Some people have different levels of suffering. Some people have more privilege. Some people have less privilege. It is what it is. So take the cards that you're dealt with, elevate your consciousness, be grateful that you have the opportunity to change your life.
To somebody at their lowest moment right now watching this video, what do you say to them?
There's only one way, one direction. If you're at the bottom, there's only one way. But you got to look up. And when you look up, there's somebody there waiting for you. His name is G-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there with a hand, reaching out, waiting for you to take control of your life. Because I learned one very important lesson. Your relationship with God is like that of a captain and a crew member.
Mm-hmm.
One rows, the other one steers. But it's very interesting because many times in our life, we want to get confident and cocky and arrogant. And God says, I steer, but I do not row.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put in the work and God will guide. And that's the greatest lesson I've learned.
I need you guys here with intention, because all you need is one good shot. All you need is one good play for your life to change.
That's the data set, baby.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.